Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. God bless you out there today. Glory to God as we experience the Bible, amen, and what it has to say and these wonderful scriptures that help to lead and guide us. Glory to God and give light to our path. Glory to God. Well, tonight, saints, glory to God, we're in the 16th chapter of Proverbs. We're at the fourth verse. Amen. We're at the fourth verse. Glory to God. Fourth verse. Glory to God. And it says, glory to God, the fourth, 16:4 says, the Lord hath made all things for himself. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Glory to God. God had a purpose for all things. There's a purpose for all things, glory to God. And a fascinating thing about this journey that we're on, not only has God made all things, glory to God, but even in natural worldly things, even in sickness, glory to God, do you not know that there is in God's creation somewhere, there is a remedy for every single sickness, every single disease, every single malady of man? Glory to God. It is but just to find out what it is. Amen. And for men's depression and for the things that men suffer, glory to God, when they're going through, glory to God, and they're even feeling depressed, what is something that God has made to counteract that, glory to God? Himself. He's made himself, glory to God. For as you get to know God, glory to God, and love him, glory to God, and meditate on him, a person who meditates on God, glory to God, gets really happy. Amen. You can get, in fact, that is the secret of happiness. The real secret of happiness is where you put your mind, what you put your mind on. Amen. If you put your mind on God and the things of God and the wonderful things that he does and is to you, you'll get right happy. That's why when you go to church and come out of church, you feel so good. Amen. Why? Because your mind is on God and the things of God. Glory to God. He is the cure for depression, for going through, for hard times. Amen. Even in sickness, glory to God. I remember there's been times in my life when I was sick. There was a time when I lived in Texas, glory to God, and I was going through a season of unusually high blood pressure. Unusually high blood pressure. And you know what the cure for that was? I had to put my mind on God. I had to lock my mind on God, glory to God. And when I did that, my blood pressure would go down. It would slowly come down. When I would make myself on purpose think about God and the things of God, I wouldn't let my mind wander to nothing else. If I let my mind wander to anything else, my blood pressure would slowly go back up. Amen. And how did that get resolved? I went to a good friend of mine's church and was in praise and worship and was having a good time in the Lord, just rejoicing and praising him. And I heard him speak to my heart, and he let me know, I've cured you. I've cured that blood pressure. Glory to God. And it was cured. I had to grab a hold to what God said and believe it. Amen. My reasoning mind didn't want to believe it. The first thing my reasoning mind said was, how can that be? How can that be? But my faith, inside, I said, I'm not going to question God. If he said it, he means it, and it's so. And I'm going to grab a hold of it because I want to be healed from it. And I grab a hold to God. Amen. And that thing was cured. Glory to God. That thing was, that season of high blood pressure was completely taken away from me because I locked my mind on God. Glory to God. God hath made all things for himself. Glory to God. Even the things that we look at as evil and bad, God has a cure for it. God has a solution for it. Amen. Glory to God. And if you're feeling depressed or whatever it is that you might be going through at this time, glory to God. The way out, glory to God, is set your mind on God and the things of God. And if you really put your mind on him, glory to God. There's been many incidents in my life, glory to God, when I'd be going through something. And I always noticed that if I locked my mind on Jesus, it got resolved and I came out the winner, the victor. Amen. Glory to God. And that taught me, glory to God, the secret to happiness is not things. The secret to happiness is not money. In fact, if you really think about it, glory to God, really think about it, things and a whole lot of money is really troubling. They really bring trouble. Why? Because you have to think of what to do with it, how to keep it, how to manage it, how to make it grow, all kinds of things, amen, how to take care of it, glory to God. And that can be very troubling and vexing, glory to God. But when you put your mind on God, glory to God, all the things that he created, when you really put your mind on God, glory to God, you get the victory. When you look to Jesus, you get the victory. Amen. Glory to God. When Peter and John was at the Gate Beautiful and through the power of God, heal that lame man. Glory to God. It was because, glory to God, they saw the lame part, the man was paralyzed, but there was a cure for that. God made all things for himself, and even the wicked things, glory to God. God has a cure for those. God has an antidote for those, glory to God. And what was the antidote for that lame man at the Gate Beautiful? Glory to God. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Don't you remember what Peter said? He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And took the man by the right hand and pulled him up. And immediately the Bible says that immediately his feet and ankles received strength. And the man stood up, and once he stood up, he started praising God and worshiping God and jumping up and down. And he went into the temple with them, praising God and jumping up and down. Amen. All things were made. All the Lord has made all things for himself. And that man that was born crippled, glory to God. Look at the glory and look at the glory God got, and people down through the ages that have seen his testimony written in the Bible, his condition written in the Bible. And they look at it and say, wow, if God could heal him, God could heal me. Amen. Glory to God. I have a friend who's really going through something. I mean, the things that he's going through. Oh, I hope I never, my heart goes out to him. I pray for him a whole lot because, the things that he's going through are woeful. Amen. But at the same time, as I was walking, I was thinking, glory to God, what a testimony God has given him. When he comes out of this, glory to God, there's going to be nobody that's going to be able to match his testimony for having suffered. Glory to God. God has given him, and that testimony is going to stand, not just for now, but throughout all eternity. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. God has made all things for himself. God is the first cause of all things, and he is the originator. Amen. Glory to God. He understands the beginning from the end of things. Glory to God. And he's even made the wicked to suffer for their wickedness. Amen. He's even made the wicked to even though he knew that they were going to be wicked, glory to God. He didn't make them to do wicked, but knowing all things, when he made them, he knew that they were, their choice was going to be to do wicked. Amen. Glory to God. Because he knows the beginning from the end. Glory to God. He knows the beginning from the end, and he knows what the wicked will suffer if they don't repent. Amen. He knows what men will suffer if they don't repent, glory to God. If the unsaved and the wicked and the ungodly don't repent, God has a place for them. He knows their beginning. He gave them life. Amen. He put them on the earth. So many people come to this earth not understanding the great opportunity that they have been given. They're so taken up with life and the situations of life and the circumstances that they find themselves in, that they don't understand the grand opportunity that they've been given. They have been given access to become the opportunity to become the sons and daughters of the living God, to be included in the royal family, and that for all eternity. Glory to God. Forever how long human beings are on this earth, that's the time, that's the length of time, the open gate that men have to be able to be born into the royal family of God. After that, for all eternity, nobody else is going to be able to get into the royal family of God. Men would have had their opportunity. Thousands of men have their opportunity. Look back and see. Look at people. I'm going to give you big names that everybody would know, okay? Not because they're necessarily good or necessarily bad, but whoever comes to my mind right now, I'm going to give you big names. And the reason I'm giving you these names is not because they were big, but I'm trying to find something, a name that everybody out there will recognize. Let's take somebody like, let's start off real good. Let's start off with somebody like Winston Churchill, or Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or who else? Dwight D. Eisenhower. Name somebody. Muhammad Ali. Let's see, who else? Whatever the great name you could think of, amen? In their time, each one of them was given a lifetime. Each one of them was given a lifetime, amen? They had a lifetime to find God. They were given the same opportunity. You have the same opportunity they had. In their lifetime, God let them live out their days. He knew their beginnings. Glory to God. And he let them live out their days. Amen. He was fair to them. He didn't take no days from them. And then their days ended, and their opportunity was given to them. And when they died, glory to God, the opportunity ended for them. They had a grand opportunity to become sons and daughters of God, and they had a whole lifetime. And now it's your turn, and he's not taking anything from you. He's giving you every single one of your days. Amen? No matter what you're going through, understand that you've got every single one of your days. He's giving you. Amen? Glory to God. And that's so that, glory to God, you're given the same opportunity as anybody else to become sons and daughters of the living God. Oh, what an opportunity. God made all things for himself. Glory to God. Well, I'm up against a break. I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Glory to God. We were talking about, Proverbs 16:4, that the Lord hath made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the days of evil. Amen. And so even the wicked, glory to God, have their time. And God treats them fairly, glory to God, and gives them a lifetime to repent, glory to God. Glory to God. And if they don't repent, glory to God, in a whole lifetime, they have an entire lifetime. If they don't, God knows their end. Amen. God knows their end. And to see their end, glory to God, turn to Job 18. Turn to Job chapter 18. Glory to God. For here is the end place. The beginning place is that God gives them life and gives them opportunity. The end place is if they don't repent, glory to God. This is the end place for the wicked. For God has a starting place and an end for all things. Amen. And the place of the end for the wicked is in chapter 18, Job 18. This gives us some light on the place of the unsaved and the wicked. If they should die in their sin, if they haven't accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, glory to God, there is a place for them, glory to God. Listen to this. Anybody out there who's unsaved, you haven't made up your mind whether you want to accept Jesus or not. You've been fooled into thinking, well, it's my choice. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'll take my good time and everything, and the Lord will just have to wait, and I'll just wait until I'm good and ready, and then I'll accept him, glory to God, but he'll just have to wait. Amen? Glory to God. Listen to the place that God has for the unsaved, glory to God, and the wicked, glory to God. Job chapter 18, verse 5, quote says, we're going to read Job chapter 18, verse 5 through 21. And it reads thus, and I quote verse 5, yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh upon a snare. The gin shall take him by the heel, and the robber shall prevail against him. This is the place of the unsaved and the wicked. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall drive him to his feet. His strength shall be hunger-bitten, and destruction shall be readily at his side. It shall devour the strength of his skin. Even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terrors. You see that? The end of the wicked and the unsaved, They're brought before the king of terrors. Glory to God. Verse 15. It shall dwell in his tabernacle because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. His root shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. His remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness. You see that? He had light. God gave him light. God gives all men light, glory to God. But if they don't choose him and they fool around and end up dying in their sins, the Bible says they'll be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. He shall neither have son nor nephew among his people, nor any remaining in his dwellings. They shall come after him. They that come after him shall be astonished at his day, as they that went before were affrighted. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him that knoweth not God. The Bible says this is the place of him that knoweth not God. Glory to God. So when you look at all the people that came before us, beloved, that was chapter 18 of Job, Job 18, describing the place that people go to. You want to have a description of hell? The Bible said that's a description of hell. Amen. Glory to God. Besides the fire, the brimstone, the fire that never shall be quenched. Glory to God. It talks about this place. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So if anyone out there right now who doesn't know God, glory to God, you don't know God, you procrastinated, glory to God, you're sad, you're not living the life that you had hoped you would have, glory to God, life for you is not abundant, you don't really have no hope, you just go to work, come home, go to work, come home, same routine, nothing really, no real purpose in life, no real destiny that you can see, no light ahead, glory to God, glory to God. There is an antidote for that. God has made all things, amen. He knows the beginnings from the end, glory to God. And for your situation, he's made himself so that you might find salvation in him, that you might find life in him, that you might find your destiny in him. Your success is to know him, glory to God. That's true success, to be reconnected with God. You see, the real course of the real cause of business in the earth, glory to God, for you is not to buy a flat screen TV and a big car and a big house. I don't have anything against those things. If you've got them, wonderful. Keep them, amen. But also know your God, amen. Also know God, glory to God. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. He gave the whole world a revelation. They thought you lived by bread, glory to God, and food, glory to God. But Jesus came along and gave men revelation. He said, you shall not live by bread alone. You shall not live by bread. You want to live? You shall not live by bread. But you live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen? Glory to God. The real business of life, glory to God, is not finding things. Life is not in the great possession of things. It doesn't mean you can't have things. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy things. God made all things. Amen? Glory to God. He made it, glory to God. And it's for his children to enjoy. But it's for him. It's for you to enjoy, not to be entrapped by, not to be distracted by, not to be so distracted that you never get around to get into the real business of life, and that is finding God and reconnecting with God, glory to God. How about the story in the Bible of that rich man, glory to God? He was already rich, and his soil brought forth abundantly, and God had made him rich. God had made him rich, glory to God. And one year he had a bumper crop, and he said, what should I do? I got so many fruits coming in. What am I going to do? I know what I'll do. my barns, my present barns, I don't have room enough for this bumper crop. I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my present barns, and I'll build bigger barns, glory to God, and I'll put all of this bumper crop and everything in those bigger barns so that I can sit back and say, soul, take your ease. You have much laid up for many years, amen. And that very night, God spoke to him and said, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. If money was the answer, glory to God, why didn't God say, oh, you found prosperity. Oh, I'm so glad for you. I'm so happy. You found prosperity. You can sit back, your soul, you can kick back and have many years of ease and pleasure because you stacked things for your life. Amen? God looked at that and said, thou fool, glory to God. You may have won according to the world, getting a whole bunch of things, but you failed in terms of me, glory to God. You did not find me. What did Jesus say to Mary and Martha? Jesus told Martha, one thing is needful. I'm needful. He didn't say, I'm not quoting that scripture, but I'm paraphrasing it. He said, I'm what's needful. Amen. Glory to God. He said, all this cumbering about things, glory to God. You need to hear me so that I can impart eternal life to you, glory to God. Because if you die in your sins, you go to that place in Job chapter 18. It's described. In fact, if you ever want to describe hell to somebody, glory to God. Somebody will say, well, how do you know? You ain't never been to hell. You ain't never been to hell. You say, yeah, okay, well, turn to Job 18. God knows about hell, and here's a description of it. Amen? This is what's going to happen to you. You're going to be brought before the Prince of Terrors. Amen? Glory to God. Why? Because you had the grand opportunity. All those people, Hitler, Mussolini, Mao. Now I'm talking about the evil ones. We talked about the good guys. Now we're talking about the evil guys. Mao Zedong, Attila the Hun, all of them, while they were building their empires, oh, they had great empires. They had great power and glory and strength, glory to God. And every single one of them were fools because now, glory to God, they have to come before the Prince of Terrors, glory to God, and spend an eternity with him, glory to God. They lost it. They had the opportunity. And now don't get sidetracked. Don't lose focus. Don't lose perspective, glory to God. I don't care if you're living in a little hovel, a little one-room place, glory to God, and you have to cook your food over a hot stove, but you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're a success. You're a success. You're on your way to glory. You're only down here for maybe 10 more years. If you're an adult, 10, 20, 30 more years. And then for all eternity, glory to God, you're like the prodigal son that came home. God's going to give you the ring, the robe. You're going to be with him and rejoice him. Amen? Glory to God. I'd rather suffer 30 years down here with nothing and spend an entire eternity with God rejoicing, glory to God, than to have all kinds of things piled up and have the glory of this world and for eternity have to be with the Prince of Terrors and live in that place in Job 18, glory to God. Glory to God. If you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, turn your life around. Repent. What repent mean, Pastor? Change direction. If you were in the sin and doing all kind of devilment in hell, glory to God, just get on your knees and in your own words, tell your Heavenly Father about it. Tell him, say, Heavenly Father, I'm sorry that I sinned against you. Pray something like this. It doesn't have to be these exact words. You say it out of the sincerity of your heart. God, I didn't know the grand opportunity that you had given me. You've given me life, and you gave me that life so that I could find you and be reconnected and actually be a member of your royal family, God. That's so hard for me to believe. Glory to God. That I'm offered this great gift, the pearl above of price, glory to God, the treasure hidden in the field, God. You caused me to find the treasure hidden in the field, but I didn't know it. I ask you to forgive me for all my crazy life, God. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life and save me. Lord God, I want to be born again. I want to be saved. Glory to God. Say it from your heart. Amen. It don't have to be exactly like I said it, but say it from your heart. Tell God that you repent of your sins and you want him to come into your life and take over your life and change your life and give you abundant life, give you the victory in this life. Glory to God. Glory to God. You'll be able to walk down those golden streets of heaven, glory to God. Go in the book of Revelation, glory to God, and read about heaven, glory to God, and what awaits you, what New Jerusalem looks like, the city with 12 foundations of precious stones, glory to God, all for you, glory to God, waiting for you. That's your opportunity. That's your grand opportunity. Your grand opportunity ain't working for Google. They could care less. They'll work you into the ground. They'll work you till you get sick. They'll put you up against robots, and you try to keep up with them robots and go crazy, glory to God. But God got something waiting for you. I'm overtime, glory to God. God bless you. God has made all things for himself. God bless you. See you next week. The Bible has the answers. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.